Safety and security in the United States. It is difficult to characterize the state of security in the United States in a simple way. Safety and security are related to population density and economic stability, both of which vary widely across different regions. Furthermore, when discussing safety and security, it is easy to succumb to paranoia about crime. In other words, if one focuses on it too much, it may seem like there is danger around every corner. Therefore, while this essay introduces two potentially scary topics, they should not distort the overall image of everyday life in the U.S. However, it cannot be denied that these two issues, opioids and mass shootings, have claimed countless lives and caused irreparable harm. There has been an ongoing cultural shift when it comes to drugs. While for many years, all manner of drugs, besides nicotine and alcohol, have been not only illegal, but also highly stigmatized in the U.S., a growing portion of the population now approves of medical and recreational drug use. In 1996, California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana. And in 2009, the Obama administration formally requested the federal government to not prosecute medical marijuana drug dispensaries, even though marijuana was still against federal law. In 2012, Colorado and Washington became the first states to legalize recreational marijuana, and more states have followed suit. Many Americans now view marijuana as little different from alcohol. Marijuana is not the only legal drug that has spread in recent years. Over the past 20 years, there has been an explosion in opioid use and related overdoses. Opioids are a family of drugs which include opium, morphine, and heroin. Morphine has been widely used as pain medication for over a century, and beginning in the 1990s, doctors began prescribing vast amounts of oxycodone, a pill-form opioid, to patients for managing serious pain. This led to an increase in opioid addiction and multiple waves of overdose deaths, what the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has dubbed the ongoing opioid overdose epidemic. Death rates from opioid overdoses in 2019 were more than four times those of 20 years earlier. And in 2020, they increased another 30%. Many of these deaths occur after patients' prescriptions run out, and they turn to heroin or other illegal opioids to feed their addiction. This is a human-made crisis with money at its core. Both drug manufacturers and many doctors have profited wildly from it. Another major safety issue in the U.S. is guns. Gun culture is deeply embedded in the country, with proponents pointing to the Revolutionary War, 1776 to 1783, to argue for its importance. Without guns in the hands of American farmers, they say, Americans would not have been able to fight against the British colonial army and create an independent nation. The right to bear arms, own weapons, is therefore enshrined in the Constitution. Gun laws vary widely from state to state, regulating everything from mandatory waiting periods for purchasing firearms, criminal history and background checks, what kinds of guns may be sold, and open and concealed carry. Open carry means that guns may be carried openly in public. Concealed carry means that they must be hidden under one's clothing. In general, rural states have laxer gun laws than states with larger cities. But there is nothing stopping a dangerous person from buying a weapon in one state and bringing it into another one. About 40% of U.S. households own a gun, and there are more guns than people in the country. One of the consequences of a society with such an excess of guns is increasingly deadly violent crime. While there is no standard definition for mass shooting, shootings in which four or more people perish have grown in frequency over the past 20 years. These include school shootings, such as the shootings in Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 and Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas in 2022. Children in the U.S. now have active shooter drills alongside traditional fire drills, and some carry bulletproof backpacks. But when half of the population seems to think that what the country needs is even more guns and a stronger gun culture, it seems that a national resolution of the problem is a long way off.